Now to another landmark celebration. Yesterday would have been the 100th birthday of the Mexican comic legend known as Cantinflas. Charlie Chaplin once called Cantinflas, whose real name was Mario Moreno, the best comedian alive. He died in 1993 after making 50 films, most of them in Spanish. In Hollywood, he won a Golden Globe for his performance in Around the World in 80 Days. Producer Lily Percy looks back.
Mario Moreno was born August 12th. 1911, in a working-class neighborhood in Mexico City called Tepito. He got his start performing in carpas, or tent theaters, Mexico's version of vaudeville. That's when he created the nonsense nickname Cantinflas, and the character that would define him, an endearing, fast-talking vagabond. Cantinflas began his film career in the mid-1930s, but it wasn't until 1940 that he broke out in the movie Allí está el detalle, or There's the Rub.
A movie that if you have never seen Cantinflas would probably be a good place to start.
That's Gregorio Luque. He's an expert in Mexican art and culture based in Long Beach, California.
Cantinflas plays, again, you know, this vagrant lowlife that has a girlfriend who is the maid of a wealthy home. And so you see Cantinflas speaking with the maid, and the maid complains that he doesn't work and that he's just good for nothing and that they will never get married. And Cantinflas responds to her that, who says that work is a virtue? Has she ever seen any rich man work? If working were a good thing, the rich would work too.
His character in the film, also called Cantinflas, talks like Groucho Marx, but looks a little like a famous English movie tramp.
He is the Mexican Charlie Chaplin.
That's Mexican-American writer Sandra Cisneros. She remembers seeing Cantinflas movies as a child with her parents in Chicago.
And, you know, you can never keep up with these Cantinflas movies because it was all about him speaking so quickly. He was famous for cantinfliando, you know, making words and bending them all around. So the audience would laugh, and I got used to these explosions of laughter, not always following the humor, but just watching the story and liking him because he was very likable.
Cantinflas found himself breaking box office records at crowded theaters in Mexico, as well as all over Latin America. Soon Hollywood came knocking, but it wasn't until 1956 that he found a role that let Cantinflas be Cantinflas. The movie was Around the World in 80 Days, and he played the scene-stealing valet to Englishman David Niven.
It's not Sunday. It's Saturday. We have 10 minutes left.
What everlasting blazes are you jabbering about?
It's Saturday. Look for yourself. It's Saturday.
The film was a smash. It won the Best Picture Oscar that year, and Cantinflas collected the Golden Globe for Best Comic Actor. It was the highlight of his English-language career, but he continued to rule in the Spanish-language world.
The language that Cantinflas uses is really all about puns.
That's University of Minnesota history professor Jeffrey Pilcher. His focus is on Mexican cultural history, and he wrote a book on Cantinflas. And it was those puns, he says, that made Cantinflas so hard to translate for the U.S. market. Not so for audiences outside Mexico, though, from Colombia to Chile.
Because his humor was so chaotic, so incomprehensible, I think it allowed people to, even if they didn't get the specific references from that Mexico City dialect, they sort of placed their own jokes in his mouth.
Cantinflas continued to make movies in English and Spanish well into the 1980s, and even earned a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. A year before his death in 1993, the Bible of Spanish language, the Real Academia Española, added a verb in his honor, cantinflar, which means, appropriately, talking without saying anything. And his movies are still a touchstone for Latinos. Or, as Jeffrey Pilcher puts it,
sort of the way that The Wizard of Oz is in the United States.
Mario Moreno would have turned 100 years old yesterday. For NPR News, this is Lily Percy.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. A las muchachas bonitas se las cantamos aquí. Si el sereno de la esquina me quisiera hacer favor de apagar su linternita mientras que pasa.